Hey there, Daily Detachment crew. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a cool head and a warm heart. Today we're diving into something super powerful, forgiveness. You know that feeling when someone rubs you the wrong way? The anger, the resentment, that little voice in your head just screaming for justice? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But holding onto that negativity? It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from its grip. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment is only hurting you, not them. It's a gift you give yourself, a way to break free from the chains of bitterness. So, how do we actually practice forgiveness? You know, it's not just some fluffy concept, it's a real skill you can develop. Think of it like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to letting go. First things first, understand that forgiveness isn't about forgetting. Ever feel like someone expects you to just brush off a hurtful action? Like they think you're going to magically erase the memory? Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means acknowledging what happened, understanding its impact, and choosing not to let it define your future. Second, separate the person from their actions. Ever made a mistake you really regret? We all have. It's easy to judge someone harshly for their actions, but remember that everyone is flawed. They make mistakes, sometimes big ones. Try to see them as a whole person, with good qualities and bad, rather than just their misstep. Third, practice empathy. This one can be tough, but put yourself in their shoes. Why did they do what they did? Were they hurt? Scared? Feeling insecure? Understanding their perspective doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you see the situation with more compassion and understanding. Remember, we're all just trying to navigate this crazy thing called life. Fourth, focus on your own well-being. Holding onto anger and resentment is like carrying around a heavy backpack everywhere you go. It drains your energy, weighs you down, and prevents you from moving forward. Forgiveness is about releasing that burden and reclaiming your peace of mind. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not an event. It takes time and effort to truly let go. Be patient with yourself, don't expect overnight miracles. There will be ups and downs, but keep working at it. Every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who went through a tough breakup. She was furious with her ex, convinced he had wronged her in every way imaginable. She spent months replaying their arguments in her head, stewing in anger and resentment. It was affecting everything, her work, her relationships, even her sleep. One day, she realized that this wasn't healthy. It was like a poison slowly consuming her from the inside out. She started by practicing empathy. She tried to understand his perspective, realizing he might have been hurting too. She focused on her own well-being, taking care of herself and surrounding herself with positive people. Slowly but surely, the anger began to fade. Sarah realized that holding onto resentment wasn't helping anyone, least of all herself. Forgiveness didn't mean condoning his actions. It meant freeing herself from their grip. She still felt sadness and loss, but she was able to move on in a healthy way, embracing new possibilities and building a brighter future for herself. So, my friends, remember this. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or excusing wrongdoings. It's about choosing to let go of the pain, freeing yourself from the chains of resentment, and creating space for peace and happiness in your life. It's a journey worth taking, one step at a time. What are some things you can do today to practice forgiveness? Maybe write down the feelings you need to release, or visualize yourself letting go of those burdens. Remember, even small steps forward count. Until next time, keep it detached and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.